NPR News from Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama has signed an executive order reaffirming no federal dollars may be used to pay for elective abortions. The order is linked to the new health care law he signed into law yesterday. Mr. Obama agreed to sign the order to win the votes of pro-life Democrats. Meanwhile, the Senate is expected to vote on a raft of amendments linked to the new health care overhaul law. They alter part of the new health care law. The sidebar includes lowering the tax on expensive insurance plans and closing a gap in prescription drug coverage for people using Medicare. Republican lawmakers say they want to vote on several amendments that illustrate the health care overhaul bill, or rather law, is bad for the country. There are more signs that the manufacturing sector is back on track. The Commerce Department says orders for durable goods increased in February, up 0.5%. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
For the third straight month now, manufacturers' orders for capital-intensive goods like computers, machinery, and electrical equipment have increased. The survey is a good measure of the level of business investment and is considered a leading indicator of manufacturing activity. Defense-related orders fell during the month, which skewed the figure downward. Excluding those, orders for durable goods increased 1.6%. The recovery of the manufacturing sector is reflected in other surveys. Recent reports from the Federal Reserve and the Private Institute for Supply Management have said industrial production and manufacturing activity are up. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
The Minuteman Civil Defense Corporation is dissolving. That is the anti-illegal immigrant group that has met at the U.S. border since 2005. But NPR's Ted Robbins says it is not for lack of interest.
5 years ago, the Minutemen gained national attention by gathering in southern Arizona to catch illegal immigrants trying to cross the border. Since then, they've splintered repeatedly into smaller groups and endured charges of financial mismanagement. But the original Minutemen still met at the Arizona border every year. Then, last month, current Minuteman president Carmen Mercer sent an email announcing a new call to arms. She asked members to bring firearms and be prepared to forcefully stop border crossers. According to Mercer, the response was overwhelming. So many armed people wanted to come that the organization decided it could not be responsible for potential violence. The Minuteman president announced this week that there'd be no border muster this spring, and the corporation is dissolving. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Thousands of people lack power in the greater Denver area. A heavy snowstorm is blanketing the region, forcing airlines to cancel thousands of flights. The National Weather Service says Denver received about 9 inches of snow by daylight, and as much as 23 inches have fallen in Jefferson County, west of the city. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 46 points at 10,842. This is NPR. Jim Marshall, one of the century's most celebrated rock and roll photographers, has died. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has more.
Marshall began photographing jazz greats in and around his native San Francisco and in New York in the 50s and 60s. His elegant black-and-white portraits of artists such as John Coltrane, Thelonious Monk, and Miles Davis are highly valued by private collectors and museums. Later, he went on to record some of rock's pivotal moments, the Beatles Shea Stadium concert and a weekend in upstate New York that became known as Woodstock. Rock royalty from Jimi Hendrix to The Who and the Rolling Stones have all sat for Marshall. His photographs of Janis Joplin and Bob Dylan are considered icons, as is his shot of Johnny Cash raising one finger to the camera when he played at San Quentin Prison. In recent years, new groups like Velvet Revolver became fans and clients. Jim Marshall died in New York City on Wednesday. He was 74 years old. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
A leading Roman Catholic bishop is quitting his post in Ireland. The action is linked to that country's clergy sex abuse scandal. Pope Benedict has accepted the resignation of Bishop John McGee, head of the County Cork Diocese. McGee says he is fully responsible for how abuse cases against children were handled. Irish authorities have documented thousands of cases against children in Catholic institutions and report Catholic officials failed to tell authorities about this. Police in Norway say at least 3 people are dead in a train accident today. A group of train cars rolled away from a cargo train and crashed into a building in an industrial port. The victims were working in the building when it collapsed. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.